Richland Center.
Today's News at Noon is sponsored by E.T. Foods, where your family's food dollar goes farther. They're not fancy, but they're friendly. And by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Democrats emerged from a closed-door meeting about President Biden's fitness as a nominee, showing support for the president, even though concerns remain about his health. House Judiciary Committee Representative Jerry Nadler, who had called for the president to step aside, reversing course.
The president, yesterday made it very clear he's running. I'm fully supportive of him. I plan to campaign for him, and it's essential that he win.
Republicans claiming the White House and Democrats are hiding information about the president's condition. Russia has issued an arrest warrant for the wife of late Putin opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Yulia Navalnaya is charged in absentia with participating in an extremist community. Closing arguments continue in the bribery trial of Senator Robert Menendez. The Democrat from New Jersey is accused of accepting bribes, all to help aid the Egyptian government. And word today, former Senator Jim Inhofe has died. The conservative lawmaker from Oklahoma was 89. This is ABC News. Jury selection getting underway today in Alec Baldwin's involuntary manslaughter case for the fatal shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the set of the film Rust.
Baldwin has pleaded not guilty, insisting he never pulled the trigger in an exclusive interview with our George Stephanopoulos.
I would never point a gun at anyone and pull a trigger at them. Never. Never. That was the training that I had. You don't point a gun at me and pull the trigger.
But prosecutors allege Baldwin disregarded industry rules for handling firearms on movie sets. Last March, film armorer Hannah Gutierrez was convicted of involuntary manslaughter in Hutchinson's death and sentenced to 18 months in prison.
ABC's Mola Lange in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Target is telling customers to leave their checkbooks at home. Starting next week, the retailers will no longer accept personal checks. Customers can still use cash, credit and debit cards, and digital wallets. Target is following Whole Foods and Aldi, which also has stopped accepting checks. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Simpson's Tractor, WCCU Credit Union, Center Pharmacy, Gokenauer Insurance, Cardinal Glass CG, Allied Ready Mix, Southwest Tech, Colloy Contracting, BL Signs, ET Foods, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Sunshine and Giggles, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, PMI Windows, and Tony and Dana Doherty Rural Mutual Insurance Company. And now, stay tuned for the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a cloudy 79 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for partly sunny skies, a slight chance of showers late, and a high of 82. Tonight, some clouds and mild conditions with a low of 63. And tomorrow, partly sunny and seasonal. Spotty showers and thunderstorms possible tomorrow with a high of 82. In Richland Center at this time, it is 79 degrees.
BL Signs of Richland Center has grown significantly, helping other businesses grow. In the last decade, businesses of all sizes have trusted the team at BL Signs, from developing ideas to get started, to creation, installation, and reliable service afterward. BL Signs' promise of projects done well, done on time, and done on budget comes with the experience and knowledge to turn your sign into one of your most important investments. Visit BL Signs of Richland Center online at blsignage.com.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Hey, property owners. Are you tired of battling overgrown brush and trees on your land? Meet your solution. It's Kilroy Contracting, your experts in land clearing, brush hogging, and underbrush removal. Jake Kilroy and his crew are ready to tackle it all, from clearing existing trails to taming those overgrown fence lines or creating brand new access points to your property. Don't wait. Call Jake Kilroy at 608-604-6396 today and let Kilroy Contracting get the job done right.
It's the season for savings from Simpson's Tractor, your new Holland dealer in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, get special offers, hay tools and spreaders, tractors of all sizes, from subcompacts to utility to high horsepower tractors, and commercial utility equipment, including skid steer loaders, loader backhoes, and compact excavators. Get all the details today at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Ready to keep you on track this season with excellent parts and service.
Good afternoon. It's 79 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News time is 12:07. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin now stands at 40 confirmed tornadoes for the year, and the state usually averages 23 per year. The most recent, a weak EF0 tornado, touched down northwest of the town of Medford Friday afternoon. The twister was intermittent along a one-mile path, moving toward the southwest with some light tree damage. The tornado packed heavy rainfall and winds up to 65 miles per hour. If you look around, knee-high by 4th of July is tough to find, at least near Madison. This time a year ago, we were in the middle of a drought. Farmers are basically trying to adapt to a roller coaster. Arena farmer John Falk told Fox 6 this is one of the worst years he can remember. The rain delays, the chance to harvest, and the crops themselves often just aren't as good. Governor Tony Evers, together with the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, submitted a request to the Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee requesting the release of $7.5 million to BioForward Incorporated to establish the state's U.S. regional tech hub as provided by 2023 Wisconsin Act 96, signed by Governor Evers in February. This comes as last week, Governor Evers, together with U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, announced that Wisconsin has officially been selected as a U.S. regional tech hub by the U.S. Economic Development Administration. This designation unlocks $49 million in federal funding that will advance research and innovation in Wisconsin, grow the state's economy, and boost American competitiveness in a cutting-edge industry. Over the first 10 years, the tech hub designated is projected to create more than 30,000 jobs in the personalized medicine sector and over 111,000 indirect jobs attributable to the tech hub in Wisconsin. Additionally, the tech hub is projected to create $9 billion worth of economic development in Wisconsin within the first decade. Richland School District Administrator Steve Board reported at last night's Board of Education meeting that due to changes in federal law surrounding Title IX, all districts need to have a new policy in place prior to August 1st. While most of the policy centers around what is covered under Title IX, as well as procedures for handling Title IX violations, Steve Board encourages the Board of Education to review the policy in full. The district needs to have a policy in place for allegations of events that happened prior to August 1st, as well as a policy to handle allegations of events on or after August 1st. Because of this, the board cannot simply revise current policy, but needs two policies. Dr. Sherry Johnson, Director of Curriculum and Instruction, submitted the annual Achievement Gap Reduction Report. The district's participation in the AGR program is a five-year agreement with the Department of Public Instruction. The district is in the fourth year of the agreement. The AGR program requires that participating schools create performance objectives, which include reducing the achievement gap between low-income students in that school and students that are in the same grade and subject area statewide. The AGR program allows schools to implement one of three strategies or a combination of these strategies in every kindergarten through the third grade classroom. The Richland Primary and Intermediate Schools opted to implement instructional coaching, tutoring, and class size to promote student achievement with students who are struggling in reading and math. The 2023-24 focus was to provide class sizes of 18 or fewer students for the kindergarten through third grade students. If any classes exceeded 18 students, instructional coaching was provided with tutoring. The information shared as the student achievement data based upon a comparison model of the free and reduced lunch students and the district's other students. This is due to the district's free and reduced lunch participation numbers driving the eligibility to participate in the AGR program. iReady Diagnostics Assessments, a criterion reference tool, were completed in the fall and winter in reading and math for all students in grades K through 3. Many different data points allow educators to see patterns and trends in student performance. No one assessment should be used solely as a measure of student performance, as it may be a snapshot of how a student happened to perform on one particular day. The combination of scores and classroom data provides a clear baseline for growth while focusing on closing achievement gaps in math and reading. This iReady data, along with other classroom data, is used to capture the whole child's abilities. The total number of students in the AGR program in the Richland School District was 291. 73 in 5K, 79 in first grade, 75 in second, and 64 in third grade. The district currently has two administrative assistants at each elementary building. One of these assistants works 190 days, while the other works 220 days. Both positions are benefit eligible. While it has been a goal of District Administrator Steve Board to keep buildings open throughout the summer months so new families can enroll and visit, it is often difficult with the limited days available for these two positions. A long-term goal has been to move one of these positions at each building to a full-time 260-day position. Between this position and the administration, this should allow for all three of the Richland School buildings to consistently remain open throughout the summer months. The request was unanimously approved by the five board members present, Scott Bailing, Neil Huntemer, Sheila Troxell, Brady Doudna, and Lee Van Landite. Also approved unanimously were revisions of definitions and policy to state a class or course is the equivalent of one skinny in a block schedule or one period in a 6, 7, or 8 period schedule, consisting of approximately 45 minutes of teacher-led instruction or supervision for credit. Revisions to policy concerning school events on Wednesdays, Sundays, and holidays to allow events if they are a WIAA or other leading regional or state entity. Tournament event has been scheduled or rescheduled for a Wednesday night and is beyond district control. School events or activities on a holiday may be approved by the district administrator only if a WIAA or other leading regional or state entity tournament event is scheduled for the following day. In these circumstances, the event must be voluntary and scheduled after 5 p.m. The Richland School District Performing Arts may have students voluntarily participate in the local Memorial Day Parade, and senior class night may be scheduled on Wednesday night in May prior to graduation. The board also accepted a number of gifts to the district. They include cash, books, and Gatorade performance packages. Following closed session at last night's meeting, the Richland School District Board of Education approved the retirement of Sarah Olson, 5K teacher, and Lynette Bruckner, primary speech and language teacher, at the end of the 2024-25 school year. the hiring of Autumn Boltman, intermediate halftime physical education teacher, and Margaret Schultz, high school science teacher, for the 2024-25 school year, and approve Silas Coleman as the curriculum instruction coach and Chris Mulholland as the three-quarter high school alternative education GED teacher for the 2024-25 school year. Universities of Wisconsin leaders have approved pay raises for 8 of the system's 13 chancellors, as well as bonuses for chancellors that retain freshman students. The Board of Regents voted Monday to give raises ranging from 10% to 2% to UW-Madison Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin, UW-Green Bay's Michael Alexander, UW-Parkside's Lynn Akey, UW-Platteville's Tammy Ivetovich, UW-Stevens Point's Thomas Gibson, UW-Stout's Catherine Frank, UW-Superior's Renee Wachter, and UW-Whitewater's Corey King. The Regents also approved a plan to award chancellors other than Mnookin a bonus of up to 15% of their current salaries every fiscal year if a predetermined number of freshmen return for their sophomore year. Mnookin will earn a six-figure bonus every year she remains at UW-Madison. It's 79 degrees in Richland Center at 1216. The DNR has released results of its latest roadside rough grouse drumming survey. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
They are a way that the electric.
Looking for the perfect lift chair? A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center has you covered. We carry the Ultra Comfort line of lift chairs. These top-of-the-line American-made lift chairs are customizable with options like extendable footrests, waterproof fabric, and some have a weight capacity of up to 600 pounds. Whether you need extra help standing or just want to lounge in luxury, visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street today for the ultimate in comfort and convenience. Your perfect lift chair is waiting.
The nurse midwives at Reedsburg Area Medical Center do much more than deliver babies. Nurse midwives Amy Fisher and Beth Adsett support women's health at every stage of life. Well women visits, STD testing and education, contraception and more. Dedicated, experienced, and compassionate care for women from adolescence through menopause. To learn more, visit ramchealth.com. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Special sale on 8-piece cut-up chicken for 85 cents a pound. Freschetta pizza, $3 each. Jimmy Dean turkey sausage patties, 99 cents each, 8-count box. Farley's brat patties, Swiss and mushroom and original, $5 each. Netted pork butt roast, $2.50 a pound. Whole lemon pepper chickens, 99 cents a pound. And many more in-store specials. Shop ET Foods where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Chakwish Road South. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6. Sunday 8 to 4, closed holidays.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
It's 79 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:19. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources released the results of its annual roadside rough grouse drumming survey. The survey measured rough grouse drumming activity heard along roadsides throughout Wisconsin this spring and showed a 57% increase in statewide drumming activity compared to 2023. Several agencies and groups, including the DNR, U.S. Forest Service, tribal partners, and volunteers, collected the data via roadside surveys of breeding grouse. Ruffed grouse typically follow a 10-year population cycle, which peaks occurring in years that end in 0, 1, or 9. The surveys indicate ruffed grouse in Wisconsin are starting to enter the more populous phase of the abundance cycle. The next peak is anticipated to occur in 2029, 2030, or 2031. Data is not available for 2020, so it is unknown whether 2019 or 2020 was the high point in the cycle, but drumming numbers appeared to wane in the years immediately following 2020. Since 2021, survey data has been organized and analyzed by ruffed grouse priority areas to help monitor key populations across the state, as defined in the Wisconsin Ruffed Grouse Management Plan 2020 to 2030. The 2024 survey results for priority areas compared to 2023 showed a 41% increase in drumming in the central priority area and a 60% increase in drumming in the northern priority area, a 56% decrease in drumming in the driftless priority area. For more information regarding grouse hunting or managing habitat for ruffed grouse in Wisconsin, visit the DNR's Ruffed Grouse Hunting webpage. It's Sauk County Fair time. Today is entry day for open class. Entries should be in place by 6 tonight. The commercial building will open this afternoon at 4 with vendor displays. The dog show will be held at 5 in Progress Hall. Tonight in the grandstands, it's the Farm and Antique Tractor Pull with local semis and Southwest Wisconsin pullers at 6:30. Admission is $12 for adults, $5 for children 6 to 12, and free for children 5 and under. Pit passes will also be available for $20. And out the evening at the Litshire Pavilion with music by DJ Travis Stebbins. The Sauk County Fairgrounds, or the Sauk County Fair, runs through Sunday in Baraboo. Bringing a highly popular band from the Ukraine to Wisconsin is no easy task, but after contacting the Ukraine Ministry of Culture and Information and plowing through some international red tape, the Driftless Music Festival in Vernon County got it done. The Ukrainian ensemble Komuna Lux is one of the featured bands at the 2024 Fest, which will be held in Eckhart Park Saturday. Komuna Lux celebrates the heritage music of their seaport hometown, Odessa. The band performs in an energetic and infectious style they call Odessa Gangsta Folk. Since the war with Russia, Komuna Lux has widely toured Europe and has been fundraising for the people of Ukraine, as it shows since 2022. In 2023, they raised $16,000 in donations on their first 2023 tour to the United States. All of the income they raise is funneled into a 501c3 charity, ensuring that 100% of funds received at their concerts are used to donate money and goods to agencies and people affected by Russian aggression. To aid the band in its mission, the Driftless Music Festival will be donating a percentage of raffle proceeds to the charity, and Komuna Lux will be accepting tax-deductible online donations on the website kmlx.org. The Driftless Music Festival will run Saturday from noon until 9 and is free to attend. Local food vendors and a beer garden will also be available. Attendees are encouraged to bring their own lawn chairs or blankets for seating. More information on the event is available at driftlessmusicfestival.com. EAA Air Venture 2024 takes to Whitman Airport in Oshkosh in less than 2 weeks, bringing in an estimated 600,000 people to the area. Dick Napinski is the Director of Communications for EAA Air Venture.
This is the time where we're about 80% done, and it feels like you've got 80% to go because you're sitting there and a lot of the big things are checked off the list. But there's a million little things, everything from, you know, are the trash containers here yet? And these golf carts, those aren't the golf carts we want, and we need these golf carts, you know, those type of things.
Napinski says people are already starting to show up at Whitman Field.
We've got volunteers coming in now, especially after the 4th of July weekend. Some of the early arrivals start coming in, pull into the campground, get themselves set out, help out for a couple of weeks, and help us get ready to go for opening day on the 22nd.
Some of the most exciting advances in aviation, including electric vertical, takeoff, and landing aircraft, will be showing their stuff at EAA Air Venture 2024.
when you get the people who might fly one person ultralights all the way up to when an airliner or a C-17 suddenly lands, or this year we're getting a B-52 that'll be on display all week. So all of these things come in and it's like, wow, what a mix.
EAA brought 677,000 people and between 10 and 12,000 planes to Oshkosh last year. EAA AirVenture 2024 arrives at Whitman Field in Oshkosh July 22nd through 28th. The Ithaca School Foundation is accepting nominations for its Hall of Fame for both athletic achievement and community service. The Hall of Fame honors and values school pride and heritage. Recipients are recognized with a plaque and a ceremony at halftime of the Ithaca homecoming football game. To be eligible for the Athletic Achievement Award, the individual must have graduated from or left Ithaca 5 or more years ago, have been a state champion or state place winner in an individual sport, or coached a team or individual at state, received recognition as an All-State or Honorable Mention All-State in their sport, achieved multiple-year All-Conference winning teams, was a multiple-letter winner, or received recognition at their college or university for athletic or coaching achievements. To be eligible for the Community Service Award, the individual must have graduated from or left Ithaca 5 or more years ago. Additional qualifications may include, but are not limited to, educational achievements, positive contributions to the community they have resided in or are associated with, and membership or volunteering in service organizations. Nomination forms are available online at bit.ly/HOFathletics and bit.ly/HOFcommunity. For more information, contact Rob Richards at 608-585-2137. It's 79 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 1227. Today's vital statistics are next.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation. Attention truck drivers, Allied Ready Mix of Muscadet & Plain is hiring. They're looking for a responsible, fully certified, full-time Ready Mix truck driver. You can drive out of either the Muscadet or Plain plants, work Monday through Friday with 40-plus hours a week, enjoy competitive wages, health, dental, and vision insurance, 401k, and paid holidays. To apply, call 608-723-3396 or visit their Facebook page. That's Allied Ready Mix at 608-723-3396. Join their team today.
It's 80 degrees in Richland Center at 1228 on this Tuesday afternoon, July 9th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Bonnie Ellen Coleman, 88, of Soldiers Grove, died Saturday at Soldiers Grove Health Services. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Vasateg Funeral Home in Gays Mills. Burial will follow at the Gays Mills Cemetery. Friends may call at the Vasateg Funeral Home this evening from 5 until 7, and again tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers or plants, memorials may be directed to North Crawford Rescue or to the Community of Christ Church. Bonnie Coleman is survived by her children, Anna and John Mormon, Carol and David Perrell, and Jerry Coleman and Katrina Johnson. 10 grandchildren, 7 great-grandchildren, and her brother-in-law, Larry Coleman. Bonnie Ellen Coleman, 88, of Soldiers Grove. Edwin E. Burton, 65, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly June 13th of a heart attack at his home. A funeral service will be held Thursday at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be in the Richland Center Cemetery, where military graveside rites will be conducted by the local Veterans Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home Thursday from 9 until the time of service at 11. A veteran's final salute will be held at 10:45 prior to the service. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to a charity of your choice honoring veterans. Survivors of Edwin Burton include two sisters, Nancy and Peter Bittner of Casanova and Cheryl Burton of Las Vegas, a brother-in-law, Gary Path, a niece and nephew, great-nieces and nephews, and many other relatives and friends. Edwin E. Burton, 65, of Richland Center. Doris Bowl, 90, of Boscobel, died June 20th at Care and Rehab Boscobel. A memorial service in celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at Boscobel Assembly of God Church in Boscobel. Friends may call at Boscobel Assembly of God Church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Doris Bowl is survived by a son, Dean and Jackie Ludke of Oshkosh, a daughter, Dorothy Esters of Boscobel, a son-in-law, Jerry Esters of Boscobel, two grandsons, two brothers, Terry and Donna Ludke of Madison, and Robert Ludke of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Also many friends and family. Doris Bowl, 90, of Boscobel. Earl Maynard Clark, 90, of Woodstock, Illinois, died Wednesday. A funeral service will be held Saturday at noon at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Bloom City Cemetery, with military graveside rites held by the local Military Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to BLF, Bibles and Literature to the French-Speaking World, or Kodiak Baptist Mission. Earl Clark is survived by his wife Mary, three daughters, Heidi and Philip Kapiniak, Sherry and Steve Swetman, Tammy and James Roeck, his son Robert Babcock, two brothers, James and Charlotte Clark and Virgil and Linda Clark, stepdaughters, Dawn, Victor and Richard Mills, Sally and Dennis Bellis, Marlene and Cody Dimmitt, Lisa and Paul Grossmeyer, and Peggy and Chuck Kay. Stepson, Mark and Deanna Victor, 32 grandchildren, 17 great-grandchildren, other relatives and friends. Earl Maynard Clark, 90, of Woodstock, Illinois. Christine Fingerson, 49, of Highland, died July 1st at home following a short battle with ovarian cancer. A memorial service will be held Saturday at 5 at the Luloff Peterson Hauk Funeral Home in Dodgeville. Friends may call at the funeral home Saturday from 3 until the time of service at 5. Chris Fingerson is survived by her father, Doug Fingerson of Highland, three siblings, Keith and Divina Fingerson of Columbus, James Fingerson of Madison, and Marcia Loy of Highland, brother-in-law Mark Loy of Dodgeville, five nieces and nephews, and many aunts, uncles, cousins, and friends. Christine Fingerson, 49, of Highland. Carola Anetta Pat Gust, 88, of Wauwatosa and formerly of Richland Center, died Saturday at the Lutheran Home in Wauwatosa. A celebration of life will be held Sunday at noon at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Sunday from 10:30 until the time of service at noon. A service will also be held Sunday, September 8th, at 9:30 at Five Points Lutheran Church. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Lutheran World Relief or your local food pantry. Carola Gust is survived by her husband, Walter, three daughters, Lisa and Mark Colpin, Carrie and Todd Pruitt, and Amy Simonson and Dave Carney. Eight grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, and sister-in-law, Phyllis Knutson. Carola Anetta Pat Gust, 88, of Wauwatosa and formerly of Richland Center. Harold M. Hannum, 86, of Spring, Texas, died March 2nd at home. A memorial service will be held Sunday at 1:30 at the First Baptist Church in Richland Center. Burial will follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the First Baptist Church Sunday from 12:30 until the time of service at 1:30. Harold Hannum is survived by his wife, Ginger, a daughter, Heather and Bruce Hoffman, two grandchildren, a brother, Lawrence and Nancy Hannum, two sisters, Lois and Bill Dillo, and Rita and Ron Williford, sisters and brothers-in-law, Sandy Hannum, Julie Wilson, Glee and Jerry Moore, and Grace and Carl Schellenberger, many nieces, nephews, great-nieces and nephews, and many friends. Harold M. Hannum, 86, of Spring, Texas. Donald Hanko of Casanova died Monday at UW Health University Hospital in Madison from injuries sustained in a vehicle crash. Services are pending for Donald Hanko of Casanova.
As a company founded by farmers, Rural Mutual Insurance has long understood the unique needs of the Wisconsin ag industry and the people who work hard in it every day. Tony and Dana Doherty, Rural Mutual Insurance offers farm families the best advice, personalized coverage, and fast claim service. And as Wisconsin's number one farm insurer, you can be confident that your farm is properly protected with Rural Mutual. Call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 to get a farm insurance quote from the leaders in the field.
Tired of your old, worn-down cabinetry and ready for a change? Building and need quality custom cabinets and millwork? Call or stop by Foggy Bottom Woodworks in Muscadet. You might be surprised at how competitive our prices are, even compared to the big box stores. Check out their work on Facebook at Foggy Bottom Woodworks LLC or visit us at 555 East Warehouse Street, Muscadet. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays by appointment. Foggy Bottom Woodworks, where quality meets craftsmanship.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Becoming a member of WCCU Credit Union is easier than ever. With our robust and secure online banking, you can open your account from anywhere, anytime. Simply visit us at wccucreditunion.coop and select Join Us. Confirm your eligibility and choose the accounts you'd like to open. Already have a WCCU account but want to add a checking, savings, or apply for a loan? You can do that online, too. To compare our rates, services, and even open up accounts, visit us today at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you be.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Gary and Karen Olson, Paul and Louise Murphy, Ron and Rosie Steinmetz, Ron and Verona Knight, Larry and Diane Loomis, Ben and Julie Nanke, Nick and Courtney Linz, and Claire and Lori Rowan. Best wishes to all of you from your friends at Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, dry and quiet weather so far across Wisconsin today. That's good to see for a change. Now, there is quite a swath of rain developing south of us from Missouri through central Illinois into Indiana over toward southern Michigan. That's forming on the north end of Tropical Storm Beryl, at least the remnants of it. That system could bring as much as 2 to 5 inches of rain to those states just to our south and southeast. Most of it will miss us, although an isolated shower could pop up late today and again tomorrow, thanks to a weak upper-level disturbance nearby. Otherwise, temperatures hovering near seasonal levels here the next couple of days. Then we'll be in store for a surge of warmer and more humid conditions going into the weekend as some of the hot air that's building up over the western part of the country gradually slides this way. Now, with that hotter air, we could see some more scattered thunderstorms with a warm front moving through Saturday morning, then again by Sunday afternoon. And it's possible even into Monday there could be some scattered storms in the region as a trailing cool front slides through. Here's that forecast now for the rest of today. Partly sunny with a slight chance of a shower late, high reaching the low 80s with variable winds at 2 to 6. Tonight, some clouds and mild, low at 63. Tomorrow, partly sunny and seasonal, maybe a spotty shower or thunderstorm, high about 82 with northeast winds up to 10. On Thursday, partly sunny with a 30% chance of spotty showers or thunderstorms, low near 61 with a high of 82. Friday, partly cloudy and warm, low 61 with a high of 85. 30% chance of thunderstorms coming up Friday night. Saturday, partly sunny, very warm and humid with a 40% chance of a couple of thunderstorms, low in the mid-60s with a high near 89. On Sunday, partly sunny, hot and muggy, spotty thunderstorms possible, low 69 degrees, high 91. Staying partly sunny, hot and humid for Monday with a high of 91. Chance of storms, especially by night. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
It's currently a cloudy 80 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 82, our low this morning was 63. Our high so far today is our current temperature of 80. The record high for this date was set in 1938 at 98. The record low, 44, was set in 1961. Last year's high was 85 with a low of 54. Sunset tonight will be at 8:43 with sunrise tomorrow at 5:31. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm. The barometer is at 29.93 and no precipitation to report. It is a cloudy 80 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Beef production can be sustainable. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Maybe beef producers are not contributors to climate change, but rather could help fix the problem. That's the business model behind the South Dakota-based company AgSpire. Company spokesman and cattle rancher Jared Nock tells why the company was started.
It was really the environmental concern about cattle production and beef production in particular that I thought was probably the biggest risk factor to there being people, descendants or neighbors or friends, on the acres that I'm on today 100 years from now or beyond that, doing what we're able to do today. And was trying to seek a way to understand that, to explain it to both myself and to consumers, to make sure that we really are doing the right thing as ranches and farms on the land.
Knox says AgSpire offers sustainability programs for farms, ranches, and related organizations.
Restoring degraded farmland and saline areas back to perennial pasture, introducing livestock back to the landscape, sequestering carbon, doing all kinds of things that have not only a narrative value, but also a true outcome value that would help companies meet their sustainability goals if only they were captured and contained and passed through the supply chain.
That supply chain has some rather large players who are interested in making the industry more sustainable, and you'll hear from one of them tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
The next 5 weeks will be busy as Wisconsin gets ready for Farm Technology Days. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn. Strong defense to beat above ground pests. Your best year starts with Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn. The host family for Wisconsin's Farm Technology Day says it takes a lot of planning, but having the right neighbors helps. The Close Farm is operated by Jamie and Renee Close and their daughter, Taryn. Renee Close tells Brownfield, working with the Chippewa Valley Music Festivals, which is already set up for large crowds, parking and traffic flow, helps.
I think that the amount of fest grounds that they have with our land right next to it is probably the best case scenario, a little less prep work than they've had to do at other farm technology days, but there's still a lot that goes into it.
Most of Tent City will be on the festival grounds with some on the Close Farm and field demonstrations nearby. Jamie Close says field demonstrations will focus on smaller hay handling equipment.
We chose to go that way. There's still a lot of, you know, small farmers in the area and stuff. Some of the bigger equipment, a lot of people can't afford it because it is getting so big. Yes, we had a little different direction, a lot of tillage, balers, wrappers, stuff like that.
Farm Technology Days runs August 13th through the 15th, just north of Cadott. The U.S. Dairy Export Council says dairy shipments slipped 5% in May compared to the month before because of mixed demand. Total U.S. dairy export values are down 6% year-to-date, volumes down 2%. The Export Council is expecting record-high cheese shipments for the year, with sales up 27% for the first 5 months of the year. May cheese exports increased 47% from a year ago, bringing value back to producers. Brownfield's Megan Grebner has more from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association Summer Business Meeting in San Diego, California.
The Beef Checkoff commissions its return on investment study every 5 years to determine the value it brings to producers. Andy Bishop, chairman of the Cattlemen's Beef Board, says for every checkoff dollar that is invested, $13.41 is returned to the producer.
How many times can you spend $1 and return $13? And so it's pretty profound, the amount and the impact that the checkoff is having on driving beef demand.
He tells Brownfield the checkoff has faced some scrutiny, and it's important to show producers how it works on their behalf.
If we didn't have the checkoff, prices would be 8.5% lower than they are currently. That's a huge value.
From San Diego, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
While Wisconsin has been wetter than usual this year, much of neighboring Illinois has been dry, and the National Weather Service says former Hurricane Beryl is delivering some much-needed moisture. Now they have some flooding problems. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
I am talking with Kurt Martins, a technical service representative for BASF, who says producers need to use a diverse strategy to prevent HPPD resistance.
Sertana is our newest corn pre-emergence herbicide.
incorporating two effective sites of action for multiple different species. So one part is our saflufenacil group 14 herbicide with a solid encapsulation, which gives it some flexibility for both pre-emergence applications and early post applications. Along with pyroxasulfone, we also know that is Zidua. It's a group 15 herbicide. So we've put those two together in a premix. It gives us some very strong residual power. Start now looking at what's working, can start making those plans for next year. It's an excellent recommendation. Make a plan for utilizing BASF herbicides into their crop.
For more information, connect with your local BASF technical service representative or retailer.
If you're in the market for a pole building, call Harchi Lumber, your friendly hometown source for all of your building and lumber supply needs. From beginning to end, the experienced crews at Harchi Lumber have the know-how to build a quality structure you expect. Harchi Lumber will engineer your pole building to your specific needs and requirements while meeting your local building codes. To get your building project started, call 608-985-7207 or stop in at Harchi Lumber along Highway 23 between Laval and Reedsburg.
Direct cash cattle trade remains sluggish and cash hogs are mixed. Hello, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cash cattle country is off to another slow start on Tuesday, with bids and asking prices not fully established. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until Wednesday or later, but it could once again be much later in the week if the recent trend holds. Boxed beef was lower at midday, with choice down $4.87 at $3.25.60, select $1.69 lower at $3.03.03. The choice select spread was $22.57. At the Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers were $2 to $9 higher compared to the most recent sale, with some light five-weight steers selling $15 higher. Feeder heifers under 800 pounds were $5 to $9 higher, with heavier weights selling steady to $2 lower. USDA says the supply was heavy with very good demand. More than 10,000 head went across the scales in just over 11 hours. Feeder supply included 64% steers, and 80% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers 800 pounds brought $255. Medium and large one feeder heifers 651 pounds sold for $248. Cash hogs are mixed at midday, with moderate opening negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. It does look like some buyers are short-bought and in need of near-term supplies. Wholesale trend is a little softer at midday, and there are the continued concerns about sustained domestic demand, which is also a background factor for cash business and could limit buyer interest. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up $2.59, with a base range of $77 to $91. The Iowa, Minnesota, and Western Corn Belt weren't reported due to confidentiality. The Eastern Corn Belt had no comparison at midday, but a weighted average price of $89.86. Butcher hogs at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $60. Slaughter sows were steady at $54 to $60. Boars were priced at $18. At Illinois, slaughter sows were $3 lower at $55 to $67. Boars ranged from $8 to $28. Pork values were lower at midday, down 44 cents at $95.55. Hams, picnics, and butts were higher. Bellies, ribs, and loins were all lower. More livestock market information at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett. Brownfield.
Brownfield has a rich history of providing livestock market information farmers and ranchers want and need. Brownfield's weekly livestock market update features livestock market analysis and discussion on relevant topics pertaining to cattle, hogs, and poultry. Viewers can tune in every Friday to watch the weekly update or sign up for Brownfield's weekly livestock market update e-newsletter delivered on Saturday mornings. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Are you considering a residential or agricultural building? Then you'll want to contact Burnham Lumber of Rui today. Since 1954, Burnham Lumber uses only the finest materials to ensure years of durability. Their salesmen will work with you to create a custom-designed building to meet your exact specifications. Burnham's offers experienced crews with quality workmanship or material packages to build it yourself. Contact Burnham Lumber today for all your building needs and ask about building material packages.
Corn is modestly higher, soybeans, cattle, and hogs are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are lower today on speculative and technical selling, watching Tropical Storm Beryl move further inland, bringing heavy rainfall to parts of the southern and eastern Midwest. Near-term forecasts are generally drier for central and western growing areas. September beans are down 18 and 3 quarters at 11:30. That's August. It's down 19 now at 11:30. September beans are 17 and a quarter lower at 10.79 and a half. August bean meal's 490 lower at 345.10, and August bean oil's down 201 points at 47.08. Corn's up modestly, bouncing back from Monday's drop, also watching that development weather, which does seem to be mostly favorable. Export demand continues to be solid. Ethanol margins are supportive. September corn's up 2 1/4 at 395.5, but unable to break 4. December corn's 2 higher at 409 3/4. And wheat's up, rebounding and keeping an eye on world weather issues. Parts of the Black Sea region are very hot and dry. Harvest delays are likely in parts of Europe, and there is a chance of frost in parts of Argentina. September Chicago's up 4 3/4 at 575 1/4. September Kansas City's 2 3/4 higher at 580. September Minneapolis is up 1.5 at 619. Live and feeder cattle are sharply lower ahead of this week's direct business, with the box beef down sharply at midday. August live's 157 lower at 182.77. October's down $1.70 at 183.60. August feeders are $3 lower at 256.22. And hogs are pressured by the weak midday pork and domestic demand uncertainties. Cash business is mixed. August lean's down 102 at 88.50. October's down $1.72 at 70.80. Crude oil's weak. John Perkins, Brownfield Market Update.
We are strong, we are resilient, and we will get through this together. But these are stressful times, and it's important to also practice good self-care. It's normal to feel overwhelmed, anxious, or afraid, but there is hope. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, stay in touch with your community, and know that you are not alone. Learn more at wearebroadcasters.com/hope. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
The Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative is your local feed mill that's ready to mix your next batch of feed. Any size, from 100 pounds to 6 tons. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative can take care of your chicken, cows, and horse nutritional needs, plus all other animals in between. What you feed and how you feed greatly impacts your feed efficiency and profitability. If you're looking for ways to improve your animal's feed efficiency, contact Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut in Reedsburg, 524-3815. That's 608-524-3815.
Better understanding Listeria. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. From spinach to ice cream and even dog food, there have been several recalls in the news lately because of possible Listeria contamination. Dr. Haley Oliver, a food scientist at Purdue University, says Listeria is a disease-causing bacteria that can contaminate many foods and cause an infection called listeriosis. She says Listeria is naturally occurring and can be found in the soil, which is why we hear about the issue in ready-to-eat foods like spinach or cantaloupe.
We use cantaloupe as an example. It's a fruit that grows outdoors. It grows on the ground. And so there's an abundance of that organism, Listeria, in the soil. The cantaloupe grows on the soil. Maybe it rains. It splashes water, mud, sand, sediment onto the cantaloupe. It's difficult to wash it off.
While Listeria isn't a problem for most of the population, those who are immunocompromised are at risk. Oliver says that you can actually reduce the risk of foodborne illness in cantaloupe if you don't want to give it up.
You can actually heat cantaloupe in 180-degree water for about 5 minutes. You can really reduce the risk of organisms on the outside of the cantaloupe. That might sound crazy, like you're cooking cantaloupe, but it actually doesn't change the integrity of the fruit on the inside at all.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
I am talking with Kurt Martins, a technical service representative for BASF, who says producers need to use a diverse strategy to prevent HPPD resistance.
Sertana is our newest corn pre-emergence herbicide, incorporating two effective sites of action for multiple different species. So one part is our safflufenacil group 14 herbicide with a solid encapsulation, which gives it some flexibility for both pre-emergence applications and early post applications. Along with pyroxasulfone, we also know that is Zidua. It's a group 15 herbicide. So we've put those two together in a premix. It gives us some very strong residual power. Start now looking at what's working, can start making those plans for next year. It's an excellent recommendation. Make a plan for utilizing BASF